How's it going, guys? Welcome to the Bound Together podcast, episode one. And I have two very special people with me. I have my co-host, Andre Larea. And today we have our guest, Anita Alvarado. Our guests, we want to talk to you guys about our Bound Together youth program, which is something we started 3 months ago, and it's something to be one as a youth group. And sometimes you feel like as a young person you're tied down with the church because you feel like you don't have a voice. So I feel like this is kind of something that gives our youth an opportunity to have that voice.
Yeah, and I think it's about growth. I think that this whole podcast and Bound in general is to find unity as the youth and find a way for us to work together to grow spiritually, because I think it's difficult to navigate as a young person not knowing certain things. So I think if you have somebody that has, for example, I'm a little bit older than you, I have navigated through life a little bit more. So maybe my experiences can help you so that you don't have to make the same mistakes. Or if you have questions, anything that I've already gone through, I can guide you through those things. And you as the host, it will be good for you to do the same thing because you are a different age. And you're in your early 20s while I'm in my late 20s. You can help the ones that are in their teens to get through that situation so that you can grow and become a better person. And same thing, the people that you bring in, like Anita, who is our guest for today, and we'll do the introduction sooner than later, but her experience too, coming from the outside of another religion, choosing to go into our religion to be a Seventh-day Adventist, and that experience. I think those things are very valuable to know and experience in life.
Right. And I think that's kind of the biggest thing about, what we're trying to build is kind of unity with the youth, especially because at least in previous years, when I was a teen, we had Sociedad de Jóvenes, but we didn't have anything where, the youth could come together and, be united. It was always with the adults and, them being in charge. But I feel like this is something that we can be in charge of and have our own kind of platform in. So, well, let's start with our guests, start with Anita. She's been in the Adventist church for about, two years now?
Yeah.
So let's learn more about Anita.
Okay. Well, thank you. It's my honor to be your first guest. I will do it in Spanglish because our church is a bilingual church. So, and it's better for me to express myself in Spanish. But, sí, soy de Costa Rica. Vivo en Estados Unidos desde hace 6 años, más o menos. Sí, en agosto cumplo 6 años. Y voy a decir un secreto. Yo no quería decir mi edad, pero tengo que decir mi edad para que entiendan cuántos años tengo. Y después esto va a ser un poco para que entiendan cuántos años tenía de ser católica y ahora siendo adventista. Tengo 34 años. Y bueno, toda mi vida fui católica y ahora soy adventista. ¿Qué más les puedo decir? Me encanta estar con amigos, disfrutar, hablar. Es parte de mí. Y muy, muy agradecida de poder apoyarlos en este nuevo proyecto.
Yeah, and I think that was the one thing that when I first met Anita, it kind of drew my eyes, my eyes were opened up really widely, is that she gave me so much love without even knowing me, without even Like, oh, she was so presentable the first time I met her. And I was like, oh, this is like a family over here. This is like a sister, someone that I don't even know yet, but she received me with open arms.
Oh.
So let's talk about that transition that from your Catholic life to now being an Adventist. How did that come to be?
Bueno, crecí siendo católica, mi familia toda es católica. Y fui a un colegio, well, high school, in the, well, all my life, católico. Siempre fui muy de seguir las tradiciones, de ir a misa los domingos, de rezar el rosario, todo. O sea, tenía una relación muy, muy estrecha con la iglesia. Y cuando llegué acá, pues seguía igual hasta que un día uno de nuestros amigos nos invitó a ir a un curso de un pastor de iglesia adventista para conocer un poco más sobre la palabra de Dios. Y fue muy interesante porque yo dije, bueno, no sé, siempre es bueno aprender algo nuevo y ver qué nos dice. Y ahí fue donde fue la primera vez que empecé a realmente abrir la Biblia y leer y entender qué era el mensaje que Dios tenía para nosotros. Y pude encontrar el amor de Dios de una manera diferente. Yo creo que eso lo podemos compartir un poco porque ahora que ya estamos adultos, ya no es, y lo hemos hablado muchas veces antes, ya no es el, yo voy a la iglesia porque mis papás me llevan. O, yo sigo a este Dios, o estas tradiciones, o estas cosas, porque mis papás me lo enseñaron, sino que realmente ya es parte de mi vida, ¿verdad? Y creo que nosotros lo hemos hablado antes, ¿verdad? Como becoming my God and not my parents' God. No sé si quieren hablar un poco de eso, porque sé que eso ha sido como un poco parte de lo que hemos hablado. Y solo para agregar un poco, cuando empecé en este... llevar este curso, ahí fue donde entendí que el amor de Dios es mucho más grande que seguir una tradición, que Dios nos perdona a pesar de que somos pecadores y que tenemos la oportunidad cada día de pedir perdón y acercarnos más a Él. Entonces, todo comenzó ahí, hace 3 años más o menos, porque yo empecé con este curso y luego... yo me bauticé hasta como 3 años después. No fue like right away. Entonces fue un proceso de empezar a conocer más de Dios, entender las cosas que yo toda la vida creí que no eran de esa forma. Y tenía como esas ganas, ese deseo de seguir buscando más en la palabra de Dios, que tenía deseo como seguir conociendo más, saber qué era.
You were searching for kind of that purpose.
Y bueno, oré mucho, le pedí al Espíritu Santo que me dijera cuándo era el momento para bautizarme.
Well, my question is, and it's what made that click, and to give context of what you were saying, which is, okay, when did my parents' God become my God, that you had that connection with Him? Like, what was that situation that made you say, you know what, I need to get baptized? Like, made that final decision? Because I know you struggled with it, and I've had conversations with you, but I want you to share a little bit more about that. Like, what was that transition, that point that you said, you know what, I need to get baptized? Like, you could not no longer ignore the calling of God for you to get baptized.
Bueno, ya venía estudiando, después de que fui a este curso, empecé a estudiar mucho de la palabra de Dios y parte de mis oraciones siempre le decía, guíame, dame una señal para entender si es el momento, o sea, si debo dejar de ser católica y ser ahora adventista. Yo creo que eso uno lo siente, es difícil, es como abstracto, no sé cómo decirles. Cuando Dios te habla de muchas formas, te lo enseña a través de otras personas, te lo enseñan en la palabra de Dios, te lo enseña en tu oración, te habla bajito y te dice, ya tenía todo, cumplía con todos los checks, ya estaba segura, entendía que tenía que guardar el sábado, todo, o sea, no fue que alguien me lo dijo, yo misma lo descubrí en la Biblia. Yo misma sentí ese amor de Dios y ahí fue donde yo dije, era como ese debate entre el qué dirán y en el fondo yo ya sabía que me tenía que bautizar. Nada más era como ese brinco que cuesta tomar, como tomar la decisión y decir, sí, ya me quiero bautizar. Pero bueno, oré mucho y de la nada un día dije, es el momento. Y lo hice.
And I think
Es así.
that it's kind of like that metaphor that what was his name? Pastor Pablo used when we were at
Spark, yeah. Yeah, when we're at
Spark.
Spark, yeah.
Sometimes it's just that jump to get you initiated. That's the hardest part.
Exacto.
So I mean, it's definitely super brave of you to, obviously your family's all Catholic, and now you're making the transition from that lifestyle to the Adventist lifestyle. Extremely strong of you.
Sí, es
And
un
you're
giro
jumping into the
completo.
unknown, yeah.
Es
It's like
brincar a algo que es incierto. Es como, ¿y esto cómo se hace? ¿Qué se dice? Yo tenía miedo de que qué iban a decir mis papás, si lo iban a aceptar, mis amigos. Tantas cosas que yo siempre me he puesto a pensar y que todavía las pienso, porque yo creo que right now I'm like baby steps. Like, como estoy en el nivel 1. No me considero súper conocedora de todo lo que saben realmente los adventistas, que toda la, bueno, ustedes dos han sido adventistas de toda la vida. Hay muchas cosas que no sé, pero creo que Dios nos ha estado guiando en este camino para seguir creciendo. Al final de cuentas es conocer más de él y poder llevarle a muchos jóvenes el mensaje.
Yeah, you're in that puppy stage of like learning about the
Oh,
Adventist
yeah.
Church, but that's okay, you know,
Yeah.
'cause I mean, even from someone who grew up in the church, like sometimes you're not really dedicated to God. We'll say, for example, which is going back to my parents' God versus my God.
Yeah.
Like sometimes when we're youth, we don't really understand that. So, I mean, you're always gonna find your way one specific way whenever God's calling you. So it's great that you're doing that. And how would you say this decision's impacted your life?
Bueno, mucho. Y esto va un poco relacionado a por qué les quería decir que ha sido un gran impacto, porque todos mis 32 años fui católica y venir a cambiar algo completamente es como, voy a ir a seca, o sea, como que, ¿qué es esto? ¿Cómo digiero esto que está pasando en mi vida? Porque es a big change. Toda tu vida fue cambiar mi prioridad y decir, no, es que ahora mi prioridad es Dios y después todo lo demás. Inclusive, o sea, es primero eso y después inclusive pensar en mí. Es como, ¿qué quiere Dios para mí? Entonces, bueno, ha impactado en muchas maneras. Al conocer más de Dios, he podido llevar este mensaje a mi familia. Mi familia lo tomó muy positivo, muy felices. Ellos notan lo que siempre le pido a Dios, que me ayude a reflejar su carácter todos los días. Entonces lo ven y siempre es como, Anita, me puedes pedir por mí, puedes hacer esto, ¿verdad? Porque yo creo que ellos notan esa diferencia de cómo ahora el amor de Dios o todas las bendiciones que Él me da todos los días se reflejan y lo sienten. Creo que me ha impactado de muchas formas, en muchas cosas. Y lo he visto, le he pedido muchas cosas y Dios justo me lo da así. O sea, más bien a veces yo digo, no lo puedo creer. O sea, ya Dios, llega un momento, yo siempre le digo a Andrés esto, como creo que Dios tiene un excelente buen humor. Entonces es como, yo a veces siento que él se sienta y se pone a pensar y dice, ya no sé cómo más decírselo a Anita. O sea, se lo he dicho de muchas formas y a veces a uno le cuesta creerlo, todas las bendiciones que él nos da.
Amen.
And I do want to add that it's funny how you have taught me something, and even though you say you're an infant in the faith, I think you've taught me the importance of praying even for the little things.
Oh, yeah.
And I gave this example in class before when we went to Mauna Kea in Hawaii,
Oh, yeah.
and we went to the peak, the summit, and it was super, super cloudy. And then she was literally, she's like, you know what, let's pray. Let's pray because I have faith that God is going to remove the clouds so that we can see the sun, the sunset. Because that was the whole point we drove, I don't know, it was like 3 hours to get to the summit. And we
to see the sunset.
And we were like, oh man, is this really it? There's literally so much clouds. There's nothing. We can't see absolutely nothing. And then she was like, let's pray. And I was like, in the back of my head, I didn't say that to her, but I told her later on. I was like, why is she praying about that? Like, it's a sunset. It's not the end of the earth. Like, it's not the end of the world, and it's nothing important. But, like, I just saw she had this faith. And I think that that's the importance of the infancy state of your faith, is to be genuine about something as small as praying for clouds to disappear. And to finish this story, I thought it was really funny, and I was like, man, I felt so dumb by the end of it, because she prayed for it, and in my back of my head, I'm like, oh yeah, that's not gonna happen. This is crazy talk. And then, it was the lack of faith, literally the lack of faith, because literally 10 minutes pass by, and then you see the sun coming out, and then 20 minutes go by, and all the clouds disappeared, and then you just experience the most beautiful thing that I've ever seen in my life, which is being so high up and you have this experience where you can experience complete silence.
Yeah.
And it's like an experience that was breathtaking, and it would have not happened. And I believe 100% she taught me this, that you can seek God even in the little most meaningless things.
See.
And he listens. And she proved that to me. And I've been an Adventist my whole life. I've been praying my whole life. I've been having this relationship with God my whole life. And just like that, she taught me something that I'd never learned in the 20-something years in my life about having faith. And I think that that's part of it. So I think her testimony is amazing to me, because she went from being Catholic her whole life and jumping into the abyss. Her whole life changed. But she shows me faith. And sometimes when you're in Seventh-day Adventist for so long, you kind of forget that. And I think it was really nice to see that.
Yeah.
I think for sure you made an important point right there, is that when you're in the Seventh-day Adventist church, you seem to forget about, you know, that actual true one-on-one relationship with God.
Yeah.
And I think that when we had the Q&A this last Friday, Alejandro emphasized that a lot, is, you know, do you actually know God? Mm-hmm. Like, do you actually have that faith and that relationship with him that we need to have? You know, sometimes you might think, I talk about God, I might know God. But, do you actually expend that one-on-one time with him?
Mm-hmm.
And, it seems like, let's just say, little corny stuff like that, but it's, that shows, your actual relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just have to talk to him, you know, if you're driving, getting on the highway, Lord, help me merge safely, you know, so, little stuff like that, you're showing that, hey, God, you're my priority, I'm here because of you. So, I think that's definitely something that I love about Anita, is her faith, and even Andre, they've, especially from me, that I grew up in the church, and then I left the church, and now coming back into it, they're showing me how I should have that one-on-one relationship with them. So,
and we're all different. And I think that's the thing, is understanding, literally us three sitting in this couch, we all have a different path of where we ended up here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's perfect to understand, that is, you had your experiences, and you needed to live those experiences to make the decision that you made to come back to the church, get baptized again, and give your life to Christ. And my experience was different, where, I never necessarily left the church, but I can tell you my experience is I was mediocre at a certain point in my Christian life. I wasn't ever bad to the point where I was like, you know what, let me leave church, and I don't want to know nothing about God. But I can tell you, it's even worse about being, what the Bible says, is lukewarm, mm-hmm. which is, mm-hmm. You're flirting with God a little bit, but you didn't really give your life to Christ. And then you have Anita's experience, which is completely different, which is, you know what, she had to make a literally 180 from her beliefs and give up everything she grew up believing as the truth, because she decided to open up her mind and her heart to study the Bible, and she saw, hey, this is what the Bible was telling me. And I think that that's the beauty of it. It's, we have three different paths right here.
Right.
Exactly.
And I can't imagine how hard it was for her, because even being out of the church for 4 or 5 years, like, I think the hardest person to, well, the hardest people that I had to face were my friends.
Oh, yeah.
Like, telling my friends, like, hey, like, you know, I'm not gonna be able to go out with you guys. Like, I don't drink anymore. Like, mm-hmm. I don't do the stuff that you guys do. Like, I think that was kind of, like, the hardest thing to, I mean, as bad as this might sound, like, I felt kind of embarrassed, because I didn't want to be disowned, or, like, I didn't, like, want to feel, like, you know, outside of the circle, but it had to be done. And I think what Andre said speaks the truth, is that, you know, we had to all go through our different paths to lead back to here, and it wouldn't be possible without him.
Y es bueno aclarar que Dios te va a ir ayudando en esos procesos.
Right.
Él te va transformando y te da las herramientas que necesitas para, uy, ¿cómo le digo esto a mis papás? Uy, ¿cómo le digo esto a mis amigos? ¿Cómo le digo que ahora yo guardo el sábado, ya no voy el domingo a la iglesia? Y así sucesivamente con todo lo que haces en tu vida. Es maravilloso el amor tan grande que Dios nos tiene y nos va a dar lo que necesitamos en cada momento. Entonces, eso es muy bueno.
Yeah.
¿Sí?
I think the last thing that we want to ask Anita is, what's been your favorite part about working with our youth?
Bueno, muchas cosas. Algo que me encanta, y como ustedes saben, soy muy sociable. I love to talk. Y me encanta como analizar cada personalidad, como ver qué les gusta hacer a cada uno. Hoy en día, qué es lo que piensan, qué les gusta. Yo a veces me siento súper vieja, para serles sincera, la generación, inclusive con ustedes dos. Te digo, ay no, ¿y esto cómo se hace? ¿Y qué es lo que piensan? Ahora todo es TikTok y yo ni tengo TikTok. ¿Qué es lo que les llama la atención? Entonces, como que ahorita estoy en esa transición de entender cómo podemos llegarle más a estos jóvenes y entender qué necesitan, o sea, o qué es lo que ellos andan buscando, ¿verdad? Entonces, ese ha sido como un reto, y yo creo que no solo para mí, para todo el equipo de jóvenes, cómo podemos hacer para que los jóvenes vuelvan a la iglesia, tengan ese one-on-one con Dios, que, no sé, que cualquier necesidad que ellos tengan, les podamos ayudar, que seamos, yo siempre le digo, Dios mío, danos, que seamos instrumentos para poder llevar tu mensaje y que podamos llegarle a todos estos jóvenes. Y yo creo que eso ahorita es lo que más me motiva a seguir siendo parte de este equipo, y tal vez no tenga todas las respuestas ahorita o no sepamos cómo llegar, pero yo sé que Dios tiene un plan perfecto y que nos va a seguir dando toda esa ayuda que necesitamos para hacer que muchos jóvenes quieran aprender más de Dios.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think not only because of your age, but also because of your culture.
Like, oh, that's true. Mm-hmm.
We have, well, at least it's better for me because, and Andre, mm-hmm. because we actually, like, grew up here. Like, we know, like, the American culture. Mm-hmm. Like, you have a completely different culture of, like, how things are done in Costa Rica, and, like, and I think that's why we can kind of understand the youth a little bit more, is because we grew up in the Adventist Church in Massachusetts specifically. So we know, like, how things go around here and stuff like that. But you're doing an amazing job.
Oh,
like, for like,
thank you,
being like a beginner into our, like, our culture, like, you really do a great job. And I think part of it is credit to Andre, because because he probably, like, shows you or, like, tells you, like, hey, like, this is how we do stuff. And yeah, just can't say thank you enough, because you've really revived something that has not been here in our church for a while, like, especially the youth. Because when I, especially when I left the church, I don't know, maybe Andre can say that the youth program was a thing, but when I was, like, from, like, 12 to, like, 16, we had something, but it wasn't anything like what we have now, so.
Bueno, yo creo que Dios nos está usando a todos.
Right.
El equipo no, nuevo que tenemos está aportando su granito de arena de muchas maneras.
Right.
Y lo que tenemos que seguir haciendo es seguir unidos. Este ha sido nuestro tema de este trimestre. Y si seguimos así de unidos, vamos a llegar a ese objetivo. Y bueno, cumplir el...
And I think it's also about how we have... I think Leominster Spanish, to me, is special than what I grew up normally. Mm-hmm. Because you have the full support of, like, the elders, the first elder, and the church members.
Mm-hmm.
So they give us the opportunity to have this kind of platform. Like, for example, to be able to change the name of the youth program. Instead of the youth program, we changed it to Bound Together. Like, they embraced it and they opened their arms to accept it immediately. Or, for example, the platform for us to even be doing a podcast, this new project. I think having the full support is amazing. So I think we're in a unique situation where... To me, that's my favorite part about working with the youth, specifically in this church. I've never had this much support and this much freedom to be put into this place where, like, you know, my whole team, we work together. And you guys have made an amazing job and have made my role as the one of the youth directors, and Pri can say the same thing, I'm pretty sure, if you ask her, is that it's you have an amazing team of really supportive members. And you have the backing of the church completely with the elders and everybody else. And I think that that's something super impactful, and we're very, very lucky to have.
This thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the last thing I'm going to ask is if you can have a piece of advice for any young person, what would it be?
Bueno, quisiera decir muchos, pero este me lo digo a mí misma también. Definitivamente les diría que vivan el presente. Creo que muchas veces caemos en que solo estamos pensando, necesito terminar la universidad, necesito hacer esto para cumplir con este goal. Como que siempre estoy pensando en el futuro y se me olvida vivir el presente. Entonces, lo que les diría es, vivan el presente. Y dejen todo en manos de Dios, que Dios es el que tiene el control, no yo. Y definitivamente eso nos cuesta, sobre todo en este mundo, en este siglo que estamos, hay mucha ansiedad, mucha depresión, porque todo nos genera ansiedad, todo es como, quiero tener el control de esto, no me salió como yo quería, y solo pienso en el yo, y se nos olvida de que realmente el control lo tiene Dios. Entonces es como, okay, God, lo dejo en tus manos. Yo no puedo controlar esto, pero ayúdame a disfrutar este momento. Lo que sea, si estoy en la universidad, disfrutar de la universidad. Que van a haber días buenos, días malos, pues sí. Igual que en el trabajo, va a ser así. Con la familia, igual con tu novio, novia, con tu esposo, esposa. Siempre va, la vida es así. Hay días buenos, hay días malos. Y hay que abrazar esos momentos, esos sentimientos. Pero hay que vivir el presente, no estar pensando o solo pensar en el pasado también. Y me acuerdo que en una de las semanas de oración en la iglesia, un pastor preguntó, ¿qué le darías a Dios? ¿Tu pasado o tu presente? O tu futuro, ¿verdad? Es como, qué difícil, porque uno se pone a pensar, uy, yo no sé si quiero darle el futuro, porque entonces... no va a ser como yo quiero, y entonces ahí es donde sale el yo, y es como, no, o le doy el pasado, pero ¿para qué voy a estar pensando en el pasado si ya pasó? Entonces como que a veces uno se pone a pensar y uno dice, no, realmente lo que tengo que vivir es en el presente, ni en ayer, ni lo que va a pasar mañana, hoy, y Dios, te entrego mi vida, y que sea lo que sea. Entonces creo que ese sería el consejo que le daría a los jóvenes hoy en día. Tal vez sean, se les quite un poco su estrés y su ansiedad.
Well, thank you for your inspiring words, Elsa. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful to hear your testimony of of how much your life has changed and impacted since you've made the decision to be with us and be with our youth. And I just can't say thank you enough. I just want to say thank you to Andre, you know, for not only being a support in our youth, but also being a support to Anita. So
thank you.
I'm glad to be here.
But this is going to be it for the first episode. If you guys can, we love the support. If you guys can, you know, follow us on Instagram. We have our church Instagram that we're going to be running through. It's Leominster Adventista, right?
Yeah, it's Iglesia
Leominster.
Yeah, we will put it in the
captions. And if you guys can subscribe, like, and comment, anything would be great.
And share.
Yes.
And share.
Thank you guys.
You know, thank you for coming, Anita. We appreciate it. And hope you guys have a great day. And may God bless all of you guys.
Bye.